I'm Don Beeler. Next news at 8:30 from KSTP, radio news leader for the Great Northwest.
Okay, Don, it's time for the Cannon Sports Scope, and it's brought to you by my two buddies from the Iron Range, Jack and Bob at Mr. Joe's, 1964 University Avenue, right here on the Boulevard of Broken Hearts. It's in the Midway Motor Inn. The food there is out of sight. Something else. You talk to anyone who enjoys good food, they've been to Mr. Joe's and they go back. Well, people are still talking about that Detroit Lions-Minnesota Viking game Monday night. I have just a couple of sidelines. We talked to Howard Cosell, the ABC commentator, who's become one of the bigger men in the country on television. And this fella came up to Cosell. Their booth was right next to ours in the Tiger Stadium. Fella came up to Cosell and he said, "Hey, are you Howard Cosell?" Cosell looked at him. He said, "If I'm not, you've got a real scoop." The guy just sort of melted away. Dandy Don Meredith and Gifford and the whole gang. They are quite a crew, I'll tell you. I talked to Carl Kasulke after the game. The Vikings' dressing room was pandemonium. They really were proud of themselves, coming back from the jaws of death after being down 13-0 in the first half, 13-3 at halftime. And Carl was his usual ebullient self after the game. And this is what ensued in the dressing room in Detroit.
Carl, what did Bud say at halftime when you were trailing 13-3?
Well, Bud told us that basically they won the first half. We made mistakes. We had interceptions and fumbles. And the only fortunate thing is we were only 10 points behind. That the game was out there to be won, and that we would make sure that we made the big plays in the second half and go out there and take it to them, and fortunately we did.
Score was 13-13, right?
Correct.
You kicked off, Barney fielded a ball, and then what happened?
Well, Bill Brown was running down full throttle, and Lynn Barney tried to hurdle Bill, and Bill literally picked him up in the air, and then I came in, and I caught him high and just literally put him into a cartwheel, and then the ball bounced, and it squirted right back to me, and I fell on it. It was sweetness.
That's got to be a great moment of elation.
Oh, absolutely. And our offense, well, we didn't get a score, but we did get a field goal, and that was enough.
What were your feelings when Errol Mann tried that final field goal for the tie in the last 7 seconds? How did you feel at that moment?
We were all determined to put on a real strong rush, and fortunately, I think he felt the pressure, and he kicked it wide to the right, and that was the ball game.
Carl Kasulke. And I'll tell you, Errol Mann said after the game that he hurried that final field goal, and one of the reasons he hurried it was because Carl Kasulke was putting on the pressure. You talk to anyone who enjoys good food, and they'll say, "Hey, man, you been to Mr. Joe's?" The guys say, "Yeah. What do you eat over there?" "I have the fish." "Oh, they've got good fish." And they do. They import it each day from both coasts. They even import the Wisconsin frog legs each day. They got an old Frenchman down in Somerset, Wisconsin. He's got an old SPAD World War I plane. It's true. And he guns up that SPAD up to Holman Field in St. Paul, and then the two Iron Rangers, they buzz down there to Holman in their Bugatti, pick up the frog legs from Wisconsin, get them up to Chef David, and he has them on a lunch. That's what they do for you, Mr. Joe's. And they got the big special seafood smorgasbord on Friday night that everybody knows about. The Mama Camperoni Italian dinner on Saturday nights, the big chicken dinner on Sunday. That chicken dinner, you can feed 4 people in your family for $6. I don't mean $6 a piece, I mean in all. In the Mama Camperoni Italian dinner, 4 people, $7.50, and they throw in some wine. Some Chianti. Not too bad, huh? Mr. Joe's. You tell them Steve-O sent you in, it won't get you any better treatment. But I'd appreciate it. And that's the Cannon Sports Scope, unless you have something to say, Morg.
Well, I was just going to say that L.A., and San Francisco both lost yesterday in the National League West. So San Francisco still leads by a game and a half. Atlanta won. They are 6 games back. You know, they could sneak in, too. All the other races is all over. And the other big news in baseball is that Bob Short, our local boy who made good, has now moved his club, will move his club, from Washington down to Texas, to Dallas.
Okay, the Senators moving to Dallas-Fort Worth. That's the Sports Scope. It was for Mr. Joe's Supper Club. 1964 University Avenue, St. Paul, a real experience in eating. Hey, it was really pouring when I came in. There's some light rain in parts of the Twin Cities right now, and it's 47 degrees at KSTP. Our high today will be 58, and it's 8:15.
Hi, I'm Don O'Brien for Suburban Chevrolet in Hopkins. You know, it doesn't make much sense to tamper with a classic, and Chevrolet has achieved that status. Yet while the new Chevrolets may look very much the way you've come to want them, they're packed with built-in new features, making them even safer. So do what Twin Citizens have been doing for almost half a century. Come on out to Suburban Chevrolet in Hopkins and test drive one of the many new models for 1972. You'll sell yourself.
8:16 in the morning. Sweet Steve here. Dan Allen at 10. It's 46 degrees. Light rain in parts of the cities.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you have my baby?
If I were a carpenter, Matt Monroe, 18 past 8, and it's 46 degrees on Wednesday, September the 22nd. As our fall is sort of disappearing, we got a little rain on the tundra today. I have a special message this morning for you, fella, headed for the office. When you get into that office of yours this morning, what are you going to see? I mean, what I'm trying to say, how does it look? What is it, just four walls and a desk? Or does it look like the kind of place you'd really like to spend most of your day? Well, if your office could stand a facelifting, I got a tip for you. Stop in at the Hang Up in downtown St. Paul. This has got to be some kind of a place. The Hang Up has the most unusual wall decorations you've ever seen. Lithographs, they have prints, sculptures, and plaques and clocks, even original oil paintings. And best of all, they're not expensive. Just a few dollars can make a world of difference in the appearance of your office. If you wish, they'll lay out a complete wall treatment for your approval. Now, I want you to remember the name, The Hang Up. They are wall decor specialists in downtown St. Paul. They're in the new Metro Square. You know where that is. It's 7th and Robert. And it's a quick hop from Minneapolis. Just swing off Freeway 94 on 7th Street. From downtown Minneapolis to The Hang Up, it's what, 10 minutes? Most. 10 minutes. And there's free parking in the lot on 8th between Jackson and Sibley. So if you're coming from Minneapolis, swing off Freeway 94 on 7th Street. Free parking in the lot on 8th between Jackson and Sibley. Incidentally, at the Hang-Up, if you buy $20 or more, mention my name, Steve Cannon, and I'll give you $20 off. They'll give you $5 off. I'm getting carried away here. $5 off on any purchase, $20 or more at the Hang-Up. It's 20 past 8 o'clock here at KSTP. And Contemporary Collins, jazz beatnik and bartender at Hurley's Hanging Gardens, America's favorite fun spot. Up northeast is with us this morning. What's up, Contemp?
Like Daddy, we're still celebrating that Vikings win. And I'm going out and buy myself a new car today. That's what I'm going to do.
Very good, very good.
Yes, I've been reading about it, these new ones. Detroit has come out with a bumper now that can absorb an impact of 5 miles an hour. That takes care of nearsighted joggers. Now what about cars?
Pageantry, the color, the tradition, they've always been there. But this year, there's something new, something different about University of Minnesota football. Something exciting, something spectacular. This year, Gopher football is more than 60 minutes of tough, hard-nosed Big Ten action. This year, it's spectacular pregame and halftime shows. It's spectacular cheerleaders. It's a spectacular new look at Memorial Stadium. It's tailgating before and after the game. This year, Saturdays belong to the Gophers. Saturdays mean color and excitement. Saturdays mean fun. The Golden Gophers and Saturdays are spectacular.
Yeah, there's a spectacular time for all this Saturday when the Gophers meet Washington State at Memorial Stadium. Be on hand to cheer the Gophers on a victory. Make this Saturday a Gopher Sportacular.
They told me that love is a game we all can play. Can't be true.
8:24, KSTP time. 47 is the temp now at KS. We're looking for a high today of around 58 or so, low tonight of 40, high Thursday 62. Chance of rain most of the day today. 10% tonight, 10% on Thursday. Life in a Big City, that's the catchy title for a big fashion show. That'll be held this noon in the downstairs comfortable auditorium of NSP. They're going to have some groovy-looking models. Nice thing to do on your lunch hour. It's part of the Downtown Council's big Fashion Week presentation. The 45-minute show starts at 12 noon, and best of all, it is free. Absolutely free. I have a letter here from Mrs. J.R. of Wayzata, the onlyest person that ever writes me with any frequency whatsoever. And she writes from her daughter-in-law's place on John Avenue in Superior, Wisconsin. Well, she writes a variety of things. Most of all, for some reason or other, she wants to know whether or not you were in the Army, Morgan.
I don't see it. Well, all right. Yes, I was in the Army. I was in the Army.
All right. And she also then wants to know, why did you join the Army, if so?
Well, Mrs. J. Off, you're listening in Superior. I joined the Army for three reasons. I wanted to fight for my country. It would build me up physically. They came and got me.
The performing star, film at 66. The performing star, film at 66.
You can't afford to fool around when you buy new tires. You need tires that are built for performance, like Phillips Custom PGB 66 tires. These tires are reinforced with two fiberglass belt plies plus two polyester body plies. Get them now at the Performance Stop, the Phillips 66 station nearest you. And remember, at Phillips 66, it's performance that counts.
How did time do fly, Topsy? Yowza, boss. 8:27 in the morning, 47 degrees. Pushing towards news time with Rob Marr, the Marr the Merrier. We're going to the news now with Rob. Then we'll be back with more blood, sweat, and beers. Those Badger Factory discount paint people say there's still time to paint up, fix up your home's exterior now. And they have some terrific specials at Big Badger Savings. Badger makes the paint they sell to eliminate the middleman profit and bring you lowest discount prices. Let me give you for example. Right now, $2.99 a gallon buys your choice of latex or oil house paint. That is a $5.99 value. Badger's preseason glass special now gives 10% off on any glass order or glass repair order. It's time to get your storm windows ready for old man winter. And paint rollers, a pack of two are just 44 cents. Factory direct discounts are the answers to these and other store-wide paint and paint supply savings. Quality made paint, manufactured right here in the Midway by the Newman Brothers. Sold direct by Badger Factory Discount Paint Stores. Shorewood Plaza on Central, six blocks north of 694, and at 76th and Lindale South, just off 494. Sweet Steve in the morning and 8:30, and it's news time here at KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
St. Paul teachers say some schools are unsafe, and the metro area forecast calls for a wet day. 58 degrees, winds northerly 4 to 10 miles an hour. Then the low tonight with partly cloudy skies, 40 degrees, light and variable winds. High tomorrow, 62 degrees with only a 10% chance of rain. Currently, cloudy skies and 47 degrees in the Twin Cities. I'm Rob Marr. Next news at 9 from KSTP, radio news leader for the Great Northwest.
Old Wrangler Steve here with you at 26 before 9. That was Climb Every Mountain with the ever-popular Florence Henderson. 24 minutes before 9. 47 degrees at KS. Looking for a high today of 58, a 30% chance of occasional rain.
Have a Hopkins House Hilo holiday for two, free from KSTP. Hey! Simply write the name of your favorite Viking star on a postcard and send it to Radio 15. Every week following the Viking game, the KSTP team of Viking sportscasters will choose the best offensive and best defensive player of the game. Then Paul Flatley will reach into the bin of postcards with those players' names. If your card is picked, well, you'll win a free Hilo Holiday Fun Break for two at the Hopkins House. Write the name of your favorite Viking on a card now and send it to Viking Star, KSTP Radio, Minneapolis or St. Paul, 55114. You could win dinner, overnight stay, breakfast for two, and all facilities usage at the Hilo Holiday Fun Break at the Hopkins House. Send your card now.
We have a station on our Viking network now in Honolulu, Hawaii, picking up all the Viking broadcasts. That's kind of neat. Lie out on the beach with a transistor radio at Waikiki and hear the Vikings play football against Chicago this coming Sunday at the Met. And, of course, Joe McConnell and Paul Hornig will be Mike's side. And I'll be there with a grandstand quarterback show for Brooklyn American. A half hour before the Bears game, talking to the fans out there tailgating. Boy, if it's anything like the Miami game, Smokey the Bear is going to be very upset. There were so many grills out there with people doing their own cooking. And the bartenders union probably was unhappy, too. More mixing of drinks and cooking. I've never seen anything like it that night we played Miami because it was such a gorgeous night. It was about 85 degrees. Any kind of weather Sunday is going to be the same thing. Okay, and you talk to most of the gals that are there with their husbands. And I like to ask him, I said, do you go to the games because you like the Vikings and football, or is it because your husband drags you along? And they say, neither. We like the tailgating before and after. That's what we like.
When the princes and the peasants each look back at you the same.
That's Eddie Arnold, the old Tennessee plow jockey, and the only thing that keeps me going is you. I don't know whether this is funny or not, but there's a man named Lou Lurie, who is a millionaire, owns a lot of property and hotels around the country. He was asked, what's a jillionaire? And Mr. Lurie explained, he says, a jillionaire is a millionaire who borrows from millionaires. That's cool.
Now it is possible in many cases to get prompt, temporary relief from pain of hemorrhoidal tissues and actually help shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues caused by inflammation. Letters from actual users show in many cases this can be done. Here's what Mrs. Charles Arnold of Sacramento, California reports.
I cannot contain myself any longer to write you about wonderful Preparation H. My husband has also been using it, and it's doing wonders for him.
Mr. Jack Benson of the Bronx writes,
I saw Preparation H advertised and tried it. I've never been so satisfied with such a medication in all my life.
Yes, tests by several outstanding doctors have shown in many cases Preparation H gives prompt, temporary relief from pain and hemorrhoidal tissues and actually helps shrink swelling of such tissues caused by edema. It comes in ointment or suppositories. Preparation H.
17 in front of 9 o'clock. 47 degrees here. We're going to do a little girl watching with Ray Gonnett.